Mark Ahrens, para-Nordic skiing, 8-time Paralympics medalist. The heavy hitter of Pyeongchang is back for more. Mark Ahrens, the record holder for most medals won at a single Winter Paralympics with 6, gold, 2 silver, 3 bronze, has circled Beijing on the calendar for a long time. A competitive guy by nature, being one of world's best athletes has defined the Prince of Prince Edward Island for a decade. My goals are every time I come to the start line I'm the best prepared I can be, said Ahrens. When I cross the finish line, knowing I've done everything I can and there's nothing left out there. Ellipsis. I deal my hand on the table and see if anyone can beat that. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Mark Ahrens, at Mark Ahrens, not much has slowed down the soon-to-be 32-year-old champion. At the 2019 World Championships, he won another 6 medals, 3 silver, 3 bronze, in cross-country and biathlon. During the pandemic, Ahrens took last season off competition, but he certainly wasn't sitting on the couch with a bag of potato chips. A big driver behind Ahrens's consistent grind was being 0.7 seconds away from gold in Sochi 2014. As talented on skis as he is with a rifle, the para-Nordic skier is a go-getter in training. In fact, Ahrens might be one of the few athletes who loves the process more than showtime. He's the type of athlete who, even when dead tired, knows that last interval gets you 0.7 faster. That killer instinct is a huge reason why the 15-year veteran has spent nearly half his life on the national team in Canmore and is days away from games number 4. Sport has been everything for me, said Ahrens. When I first lost my arm at the age of 7, it was kind of this therapy. Sport allowed me to show my ability still rather than my disability, so focusing on track and field, cross-country running and just a variety of different sports. It was a fun challenge of learning how to adapt to different sports, but also just excel in some of them as well. The farm accident is imprinted in Ahrens's mind. Nearly a quarter century later, he vividly details what went wrong on that summer day in 1997. Just an average 7-year-old kid from Hartsville, PEI, Ahrens was helping Dad on the farm. In the yard that day, a truck was unloading grain onto an auger, a large rotating screw-like machine that conveys the product into a bin or silo. Some grain wasn't quite flowing properly near the turning auger, Ahrens observed, so he went to give it a push. When he did that, he lost his balance and shot both hands out to save his fall. My right hand landed on the piping of the auger and my left landed on the shields, but they're meant to stop an adult hand or foot, and that's when it just flipped and went all the way up to my shoulder almost instantly, said Ahrens. They tried to pull me out. I was just too entangled, Ahrens continued. They had to actually reverse the auger until I got untangled. Dad wasn't going to wait for the ambulance, so he drove me right to the Charlottetown Hospital. I remember everything. I even remember reading the red emergency above the doorway before finally passing out later that night. He was airlifted to a Halifax hospital where doctors did all they could, but were forced to amputate above his left elbow. Losing 3.5 to 4 liters of blood, the doctors told Ahrens the only thing that saved his life was that he didn't go into shock, which would have started a cycle that would have killed him. Within a few months, the tall, active kid was back at it. I was kind of like, this is what kids do, so I'm going to do it regardless, and then that never really held me back, said Ahrens. There were challenges to figure it all out, but I was just going to be a kid and play. As a young athlete, Ahrens found biathlon first and then cross-country, the backwards way. Ahrens and brother Menno saw biathlon at Salt Lake City 2002 and thought it was cool. A few years later, they found a local club, and that's when Ahrens fell in love with the sport and led to where he is today. For me, the goal has not changed, said Ahrens. I went to Pyeongchang focused on the performance, and I think Beijing will be very much about the performance too.